boy and girl who are kindly present here to cooperate with this movement, Hare Krishna movement. I thank you very much for your coming here and participating with us. This Hare Krishna movement was started about 500 years ago by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He appeared in India, Bengal. There is a district called Nadia or Navadvip. In the latter part of the 15th century he appeared, and when he was only 24 years old, a young man, he had very nice, beautiful young wife, very affectionate mother at home, but he took sannyas. Sannyas means, perhaps you know, renounced order of life. According to Vedic system, one's life is divided into four parts. That is, a human program. Suppose one lives for 100 years. It is calculated that a man can live up to 100 years. Although the duration of life is now reducing, so taking into consideration that a man lives for 100 years, so life is divided into four parts, namely brahmachari, student life, then grihastha, household life, then vanaprastha, retired life, then sannyas, renounced life. This is Vedic system. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, instead of waiting for the last stage of his life, he took sannyas at an early age, only 24 years old, when he should have begun the household life. But he did not do so. For the benefit of the whole human society, he renounced his family life and took sannyas and extensively traveled all over the tract of land called now India. But he predicted that these missionary activities will be spread in future in as many towns and cities are there on the surface of the globe. And he entrusted Indians, those who are born in India, he entrusted them that please convey this message throughout the whole world. The exact language, Bengali language. Bharat Pumite Manusha Janma Haila Ja. Janma Sathakari Karo Karo Poka. This means that anyone who has taken birth in India as a human being will kindly make his life successful. And after making his life successful, he would distribute this knowledge throughout the whole world for the welfare of the human society. This was his order. And prediction পৃথিবীতে আছে যত নগরাদি গ্রাম, সর্বত্র প্রচার হইবে মোর নাম। হি অলসো প্রেডিক্টেড দ্যাট আই শ্যাল বি ওয়েল নোন অল ওভার দি ওয়ার্ল্ড ইন অ্যাজ মেনি ভিলেজেস এন্ড টাউন্স আর দেয়ার। দ্যাট দিস মিশন ইজ পারশুয়েন্স, ইন পারশুয়েন্স অফ লর্ড চৈতন্যস মিশন। We are trying to spread his message throughout the whole world. And by the grace of his Lordship, we are getting good response. We have got by this time about 100 branches all over the world, Europe, America, Australia, and Far East, Middle East, India, everywhere we have got branches, and I am very much obliged to you, to your country, USA. You are mostly cooperating with this book. All my students, boys and girls, they are mostly American young boys and girls. There are others also, but you are predominant. Therefore, I must thank you very much. So, you are a very prominent country all over the world, America. You have got your prestige as the richest nation. Not only that, you are advanced in economic development, scientific development. There is unity with you on account of your benevolent activities, that you are forward in supplying foodstuff to the undeveloped countries. You supply money also for development. You have got very philanthropic work, and your country is respected all over the world. But one thing you should know, that at the present moment, we are united chronologically, historically, by economic development, by scientific advancement. But still, we are fighting one. In spite of our willingness to cooperate, there is fighting. Just in today's paper I was reading, that there is some indication that Mr. Nixon, your president, has declared something that is very agitated. So, the point is that in spite of educational advancement, in spite of economic development, in spite of historical oneness, why we are fighting with one another? That is that answer is given in the Vedic literature. What is that? Jasyatma buddhi kunapeti dhaduti sadhik kalatra disubhoma ijjati jatidha buddhi salilena karhiche janesu avidyesu saiva gokhara. Gokhara. Gokhara means, go means car, and following as so persons who are identifying this body as self, atma-buddhi, kunapeti dhaduti. This body is a bag made of bones, flesh, blood, urine, stool, muscles, and so many things. Veins, it is a lump of matter. It is a big machine, a very complicated machine. But we have taken that it is a bag of complicated machine. It is a bag. That's why you carry sometimes bag. It is a bag. But unfortunately, we have identified ourselves with this bag. The bag, you keep something. And, But this something is not the bag. Similarly, I, you, or every one of us, we are now engaged with this bag. This education was given by Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. When Arjuna was identifying himself with this world, there was a war between two sections of cousin brothers. So when Arjuna, he was one side and his cousin brother was another side. So when Arjuna actually came into the battlefield, he said to Krishna, Krishna was driving his chariot, "My dear Krishna, I don't like this war. Because the other side, they are all my family members, so I do not want to kill them." That was his problem. But the fighting was necessary for some reason. That was necessary. Sometimes fighting is necessary. Not that fighting you can abolish. It is not possible. Sometimes it is necessary. Not always. But not for any unreasonable subject matter. Unless this fighting was there, well, there was no other way than to fight. Anyway, in that fighting, he was not willing to fight, although Krishna wanted him to fight. So there, at that time, he was given instruction on this Bhagavad Gita. So, he was to first understand that this body, we are not this body. We are different from this body. The first instruction he gave, that dehinasmin yatha dehi kaumaram jauvanam jara tatha dehantram prapti virastavta namiyati. It's very instructive verse, try to understand. That within this body, there is the soul. The body is called, in Sanskrit language, it is called deha. And the soul which possesses this body, this thing, I am possessing this body, you are possessing your body. We are all individual, person, soul. You have got your body, I have got my body, another has got his body. In this way, you have got different body. So, we must understand, this is the platform of cultural evil. When you understand that I am not this body, we have unity, economic unity, historical unity, scientific unity, but still we are fighting one another, nation to nation, person to person, individual to individual. There is no unity. That is the only cause is that we do not know that we are not this body. That we are spreading Krishna consciousness movement for understanding this simple philosophy that we are not this body. We have to rectify or purify this knowledge that I am this body. That is Krishna consciousness movement. It is very simple. Just like in our society, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, we are many persons from many countries. Some of them are from India, some of them from America, some of them from Africa, some of them from other countries, Japan. We are various countrymen combined together. But you'll find that every one of us not conscious of this body. Otherwise, you could not work so united. We are conscious that I am not this body. This is Krishna consciousness movement. Otherwise, how we could accommodate Indians, Africans, Americans, when they're chanting, they're dancing, they're eating, they're forgotten. They have forgotten that one is black, one is white, one is yellow, one is red, or one is green, or that. The bodily concept they have forgotten. This is practical, you can see. So this is possible. If it is possible for a small number of groups, say society or the clan or anything, it is possible to spread all over the world. So that culture and unity we are seeking, that we are one spirit soul, aham brahmasmi. The Vedic language is called when we understand that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, aham brahmasmi. This is called purification. At the time being, my consciousness is not purified, it is polluted. Because I am thinking I am Indian, you are thinking American, other is thinking I am African, another is thinking I am Hindu, other is thinking I am Muslim, other is thinking I am Christian, one is thinking I am man, another is thinking I am dog, I am cat. So many consciousness. And we are fighting each other due to different consciousness. But if we really come to the platform of spiritual consciousness, or Krishna consciousness, then we become immediately one. One. So, Krishna said that Dehinasmin Jathadehi Komal Jubanagajara. Very simple philosophy. The Dehi, the possessor of the body, is within this body. Just like you are within this room, or within your country, or within this sky. Similarly, ultimately, you, all of us, within this body. And how you can perceive? You can perceive very easily. That you can remember that you are a child. At that time, you can remember what you are doing. Now you are existing, you remember that you have a body, child body like this. But that body is gone, but you are still there, here. It is not difficult to understand. I am old man. I can understand. I can remember when I was a babe, 6 months old, I still remember that I was lying down on my sister's, elder sister's lap, and she was knitting work. I was sick. I remember. Similarly, when I was only 1 year old, there was a big Sankirtan party, and I also joined. And I was simply seeing there the lower portion of the leg. I can still do it. But my body was so small, you see. So many things I can remember in my childhood, my youthhood, in my family life. I was a family man, of course. And so I remember, now I'm old. Now just think over where those bodies have gone. You may say the body has grown up, and then grown up or changed. That my body, childhood body, my babyhood body, my youthhood body are no longer exist. That's a fact. But still I am existing in a different body. Similarly, Krishna said to Arjuna, Tatha dehantaram prati. Tatha, as I have passed through so many bodies, those bodies are no longer existing. But I am still existing. I am remembering. Similarly, when this body will be finished, this old body, I must accept another body. This is the real science. Unfortunately, there is no educational department, there is no scientific department in any university throughout the whole world where this lesson is taught. I had been in Moscow. I had talked with a big professor, very learned professor, and he also said that after finishing this body, there is nothing. This is ignorance. Actually, that is not the fact. The fact is Tatha dehantaram prati. You after death, after finishing this body, you get another one. Tatha dehantaram prati. Antaram is another. Now, there are varieties of body that you can see. There are fish body, there are tree body, plant body, beast body, bird's body, insect body, reptile body. In this way, gradual process of evolution, you come to this human body. The soul is passing through so many different types of body. The Darwin's theory of evolution is little idea, it is a theory, it is not a fact. But actual fact is, as it is stated, dehantaram prapti, the soul is one, but it is transmigrating from one body to another. This is the fact. Now you try to understand. You apply your arguments, reason, logic, whatever it is. You will find, yes, I was a child, so that body is no longer existing. I am existing. So therefore, the conclusion is, we must conclude logically, that body may be finished by eyelids. That is the eternity of the soul. So far, our constitutional position is, we learn from Bhagavad Gita that this distinction is there, that I am the soul and my body is the matter. The soul's description is also given here. Antavattu ime deha nitta sokta saririna. This body is to be ended. But I am not to be ended. Nitta sokta saririna. Saririna means one who possesses. He is nitta. In the Vedic literature about the soul, it is said, nitya nityanam chetana chetananam eka bohunam vidudhati kaman. I am citing Sanskrit verses from Vedic literature because according to our concept of civilization, we reject Vedic hymns or Vedic version as absolute truth, without any mistake, without any cheating. The conditioned soul, one who is not liberated, one who is under the stringent laws of material nature, is called conditioned soul. He cannot give us perfect knowledge, conditions. Though conditioned soul means one who is identifying with this body, is called conditioned soul. Means under the condition of this material nature, prakriti. So such person cannot be perfect. For example, the four kinds of defects that every one of us, we commit mistake to any human. That's a fact. Everyone will admit, yes. Nobody can say that I never committed any mistake. Nobody can say. That is not possible. So long we have got this body, concept of life, this is mistake. This bodily concept of life itself is mistake. I'm not this body, but I'm thinking I'm this. Actually, I am not this body, still I am thinking I am Indian. You are thinking you are American. This is mistake. The beginning is mistake. So if you can commit mistake, how you can give perfect knowledge? Knowledge means must be perfect without any mistake, without any illusion. Illusion. Illusion means to accept something for something. The same mistake. And then our imperfectness of the senses, we acquire knowledge, we gather knowledge by perception of all these material senses. But our material senses are imperfect. That's why we are very much proud of her eyes. So I can see under certain condition. If there is, just like it is not fully lighted, I cannot see who are standing behind. But if there is sufficient light, I can see. Therefore, my seeing power is dependent on the varieties of light. So how you can say that whatever you see is perfect? I am seeing now things under certain condition. Next moment I will see things under certain other condition. So as the condition changes, therefore my sight also changes in different. Similarly, we have got different senses, our touch, our smell, so many things. All our senses are working under incompetence. So person who has got incompetent senses, who is liable to commit mistake, who is illusion, whatever knowledge he is giving, that is cheating. Because he has no perfect knowledge. So how we can accept knowledge from a person who is liable to so many defects of life? Try to understand. Therefore, our process of knowledge is not speculation. Then what we shall do by speculation? Because my mind, my senses, everything is imperfect. So how can I have perfect knowledge? So this is not the process of acquiring right knowledge. Our process of acquiring knowledge to hear from the right person. That is our process. Therefore we are giving so much stress on the Bhagavad Gita, because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whatever knowledge he is giving, and you can apply your reason and logic. Just like Krishna said that the Dehi, the spirit soul, is within this body. Now you apply your logic and reason. You see, yes, it is all right. That is the system of Vedic civilization, that anything which is described in the Vedas, that is real proof, that is real knowledge. So our propaganda, this Krishna consciousness movement, is that you take knowledge from Krishna directly, who is the Supreme Personality of God. Even if we do not accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God, the Krishna's book, Bhagavad Gita, is very, very widely read all over the world by philosophers, by scholars, by religionists, by general public. There are so many editions of Bhagavad Gita, perhaps you know. So our Krishna consciousness movement is to request you to read this Bhagavad Gita as it is. Do not try to comment upon it immediately. Therefore, we are publishing Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any imperfect comment. As it is. Just like Krishna said, here, dehinasmin yatha dehi kaumaram jauvanam jara tatha dehantaram prati virastatta namayati. The soul is within this body. He is transmigrating from one type of body to another. This is fact. If we ponder over it, we shall find it is fact. So we take it as it. That is our method of knowledge. Very simple. We simplify the matter. Now, if you want to research scientifically, actually they are researching, but they could not find the medical science. They are a dead man, a man who is going to die. He is giving all kinds of injections, all kinds of gas, and taking all care. In spite of all that, everything, the man is dead, finished. Now, ask them what is finished, they cannot say. They say, yes, we do not know what is finished. You cannot say that the blood has turned from white, redness to whiteness. Therefore, no. Well, yeah, you are scientifically advanced. You can turn the blood into red. Not that. The redness is not light, because there are so many red, natural, just like a flower, red flower. It is not green. It has no light. So redness, is, you cannot put this logic that redness, red corpuscle is the source of life. You cannot say that this dead body is there because some chemical is missing. That is, you cannot, that also you cannot say. Because that chemical, if you say that there is chemical which is giving life, that chemical is already there, because after few minutes you will find their smell, the body is decomposed. Many living entities are coming out. So the life-giving chemical is there. You cannot say the chemical is wanting. Or if you say the chemical is wanting, then bring that chemical, put it into it, and make it alive. That is not possible. So we cannot accept this defective knowledge. Our knowledge is from Krishna. We accept that this body is dead because the soul has passed to another body. This is perfect knowledge. Now when you come to this knowledge perfectly, that I am not this body, I am soul, that is called the Brahma Bhuta state, our Brahma, Brahma realization, or spiritual realization. This is Vedic civilization. To give chance everyone how to realize that Brahma. Don't bother about so-called economic development. Because by God's arrangement, everything is there. I repeatedly say that there are 8,400,000 species of life. Out of that, human form of life are 400,000. The 8 million, out of the 400,000 species of life, there are a few civilized, otherwise there are so many non-civilized. They live in the jungles. They do not care for any civilization. But the problem is only for this civilized class of men. Others, they are living on nature. The bird rising early in the morning, he has no economic problem. Immediately flies anywhere. In some tree, there is some fruit, he is eating problem is solved. Then after eating, sleeping problem. So anywhere on the top of the tree, he sleeps very nice, sleeping problem. Then mating, sex intercourse. Every bird is born with another male and female. So these are not problems, practically. But actually, we have given up the real problem. To understand what is Brahma, what is soul, we are entrapped, involved in so many problems of so-called eating, sleeping, making everything. So this kind of civilization is not very correct. To try to understand. Real civilization is to know oneself, what I am. Am I this body or something else? That is real civilization. For this purpose there must be university. For this purpose there must be education and institution. Other purposes, they are automatically served by nature's arrangement. As I just a few minutes recited one verse from Veda. Nitya nityanam chetana chetananam eka bhonam vidurajikama. Just like in your family. The father, finally, is engaged to feed the children. The children have no anxiety. Similarly, there is Supreme Father. That also you accept. Those who are Christians, they go to church, they say, my Father, give us our daily bread. That's nice. There is Supreme Father. So Father has arranged for everyone. Now our only business is to know the Father. What kind of Father? What is his form? What is his quality? How he is conducting the whole management, cosmic manifestation? What is my relationship with? Of course, relationship we accept, but those who do not accept, actually, the relationship is already known, that he is Supreme Father. But if you want Bhagavan to accept, then he must accept that somebody is their controller. That you have to accept. You cannot say that you are uncontrolled and fully independent. That is not possible. We are dependent. There is control. Now we have to understand what is that controller. Supreme controller. Here also we have controller, just like your government. Everyone's government, every state government. There is controller. You cannot do anything in defiance of the government law. That is not possible. Similarly, there is a supreme control. Here we can experience. Just like I am controlling some of my students. But when I enter in your country, I am controlled by the immigration people. Not that freely I can enter in your country. So I cannot say that I am not controlled. Or similarly, if you want to go my country, you have to go under some control, the visa, the passport. So nobody can say that I am not controlled. Everyone is controlled. That is a fact. Now everyone is controlled, at the same time he is controller. It's like a person. When he goes to work in some establishment, the boss or the master, the proprietor of the farm, is the controller of that man. But when he comes back to his home, he is controller of his wife, children, or servant. So here we find in this material world, go, any man, take any man. Just like your president, Nixon. He is controlling the government, but he is also controlled by Swami Govind. So nobody can say that I am supreme control. Nobody can. He is simultaneously a controller and controlled. Nobody can say that I am fully controlled, I am not controlled. Nobody can say that. But there is a person who is controller, but not controlled by anyone. That is God. So this is the conception of God. God means he is controller only, but he is not controlled. So if you find out somebody that he is not controlled, but he is controller only, that is God. Simple definition of God. Now the Vedic Shastra, the Vedic knowledge has found that controller. What is that controller? Krishna. Ishara Parama Krishna. Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Radi Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam by the Sattva. A great sage, you know, in India. Still there are many sentient persons saying they are simply interested with the Supreme Control. So, by their Sattva, they have found out the Supreme Person who is simply controller, but he is never controlled by anyone. That is so we are spreading that Krishna consciousness movement to let you know the supreme controller and how he is controlling these things are preliminary discussed in this Bhagavad Gita. So our movement is to preach the Bhagavad Gita as it is and to bring the supreme controller before you and to carry out the order of the supreme controller. The Supreme Controller's order is Sarva Dharmān Parityajya Māṁ Ekaṁ Saraṇam. You simply surrender unto me, I take charge. So if you kindly follow our instruction, our philosophy, and if you surrender yourself to Krishna, your life will be happy. Thank you.
Does anyone have any questions they would like to address His Divine Grace on the topics He has discussed tonight, on the philosophy, Krishna consciousness?
Paramahansa Yogananda. I'm wondering why Paramahansa Yogananda never mentioned Krishna in the autobiography.
What can I do?
That doesn't really apply. It doesn't really apply.
Not my side. What can I do?
Take advantage of this opportunity to find out the self-realized soul about Krishna.
Spiritual world, actually spiritual world is divided into three parts. Absolute truth, the spiritual world is called absolute truth. Your question is very intelligent. The Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, Vadanti tat tattavida satyam, jat jnanam abhyam. Jagdhyanam abdhyanam. Brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti sabdhati. The absolute truth is manifested in three different phases. According to our understanding, the absolute truth is one. But according to my capacity, I understand absolute truth in three features. Those who are trying to understand the absolute truth by dint of his imperfect knowledge, he comes to the conclusion that absolute truth is impersonal. Suppose I give you a concrete example. One man is in darkness. He wants to come to the light. So when he comes to the sun sign, he sees the sun sign in person. But if he has got power to go to the sun glow, he thinks something localized. And if he has got power to see the sun god, he will see something personal. So, those who are outside the localized aspect and personal aspect of Krishna, those who are in the sun sign portion or in effulgence portion, effulgence means minute particles of the soul assembled together. Just like the sun sign is a combination of molecular signing parts. Similarly, we spiritual spark, when we simply congregate one place, that is called Brahma Jyoti. In that portion, because there are no information of the personality of Godhead, they are engaged. They fall down. Because the spirit soul by nature wants pleasure. So without, just like if you remain, suppose you go with your Sputnik or aeroplane, very high in the sky, if you don't get a center in another platform or another planet, you come down again. You cannot remain there. Similarly, in our impersonal feature, we cannot remain. And why we remain in impersonal feature? Because we have no information of the Supreme Personality. So this is the position. So because they cannot remain in that impersonal feature, they come down again to this material varieties of life. That is called enviousness. Enviousness means because they have no knowledge. They say, no, the Supreme Absolute Truth cannot be personal. That is envious. That is enviousness. Why is it being personal and it should be impersonal? No. It's personal. But we have no sufficient information of it. Therefore, it is envious. The fight, the impersonal and the personal is the fight. The impersonal is saying, never agree that it's absolute to this person. That is envious. And therefore, they fall. Arujyatichena parampadam tata patanti adha. Patanti adha. Falls down. Because in the impersonal, it's like in the sky, in the outer space, you cannot build anything. If you want to construct anything, nice house, nice garden, they have come to this plan. Similarly, those who are impersonalities, they cannot have varieties of enjoyment. Therefore, they come down again on this material platform and they use their intellect for philanthropic or humanitarian work. Again, they become entrapped. This is a great philosophy and knowledge. So, actually, the common substance is those who are impersonalists, they are envious. The impulse is in the spiritual platform. But because they are envious of the person, they fall down to the individual.
You speak of Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This statement, to me, implies that there are other personalities of Godhead. Is that not so? If you say supreme, there must be others for there to be a supremacy over. Would you please explain why it is you consider Krishna supreme over other personalities of Godhead?
Because I have already explained to you.
They are all children of God. That's all we are. That's all you are too, the child of God. That's all you are, the child of God. You only know one of them. I am this privileged being. I'm sorry, but I can say.
Leave her alone.
Can I not tell you?
Chai.
Of course.
Chai.
Quiet, child. But we are all children of God.
We're
only
that's good. We are all children of God.
Yes.
The definition of God is already given. That God is controller, but He is not controlled. So, as controller, every one of us has got some scope or facility to control. At least we are controlling our cats and dogs. That controller power is there. In that controller sense, everyone is God. But we are not supreme control. The supreme controller is called Godhead. That is, there is difference between God and Godhead. Therefore, we say Godhead. There cannot be. Now, if you think that you are God, then you must prove that you are not controlled. Then you prove that you are God. If I can prove that you are controlled, then you are not God. Or Godhead. You are God as control and you are God. But because you are controlled by somebody, something else, therefore you are not Godhead. We are speaking of Godhead. Krishna is Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. And there are many gods, but He is head god. Just like there are many Americans, Mr. Nixon is head American. In that way, try to understand. You cannot say that you are not controlled by Mr. Nixon. That you cannot say. You may be American, but you are a controlled American. That you cannot deny. Then you may be God, but you are controlled God. But the God who is not controlled is Godhead. That is. That's all. That's all.
Jai.
Before we end, there'll be a, before we chant, there'll be a lecture tomorrow by Divine Grace at Kennedy Theatre at the University campus at 12:30, Kennedy Theatre up by the East West Center. And hopefully you'll all be able to attend. So now we can chant Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.